Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom all you all. Today's portion is Toldot. The portion with commentary for the Haftarah of Toldot is taken from Malachi chapter 1 verses 1 through chapter 2 verses 7. Today's commentary was written by Rabbi Mark Sack, who is the spiritual leader of Temple Judea in Fort Myers, Florida. He writes, "I cannot help but feeling outrage as I read this Haftarah. It only rubs salt into the wound that is opened by the Parsha, the one with Esau's plaintive cry to his father, 'Have you not reserved a blessing for me?' Our Haftarah confirms that the divisions in this family continue. After all, declares the Lord, quote, 'Esau is Jacob's brother, yet I have accepted Jacob and have rejected Esau,' close quote. We are just weeks after Yom Kippur when God managed to find compassion for even the Ninevites. But when it comes to his own people, there is favoritism, rejection, and their attendant enmity. As a congregational rabbi, I see these divisions in families all too frequently. The most painful funeral I ever officiated at was one in which the children of the deceased asked for separate services so they would not have to be at the graveside at the same time. Fortunately, my rabbinic colleague, who knew the family much better than I did, was co-officiating, and he told me these estranged siblings were doing one service and that's it. What you do after the service is up to you. In my preparation for the funeral, in separate interviews with the children and grandchildren, I heard only wonderful things about the deceased, but I could not help but wonder what had happened in this family that gave rise to such rage. As parents, we try to strike a balance. We love our children equally, but in different ways. The same holds true regarding the material support and gifts we give them, roughly equal, but according to the need of each child. Our goals are to have a unique relationship with each one of our children and to have a cohesive family all at the same time. As we know from our own families and those of others, this is not always an easy balance to achieve. But Malachi's God clearly plays favorites and uses that game to scold his favorite child, Jacob. In modern language, it might sound like this, quote, 'I loved you better. The least you can do is show some gratitude,' close quote. One wonders about what was happening in the 5th century BCE Judea that led the prophet to be so angry at Israel and so dismissive of her distant family. One need not wonder about the rabbis who chose these verses for the Haftarah for Toldot. In the Jewish psyche, Esau became Edom, which then became Rome, and the rabbis needed no excuse to heap scorn on the Romans who had decimated our people and our land. But we live in a different time, a time when we are more secure than we've ever known, yet our own people are full of divisions, and we see little hope for peace between Israel and her neighbors. We long not for a message of division, but one of reconciliation. We wish the rabbis could have found some way to include a few more verses of the prophet's message. Have we not all one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do you break faith with one another, profaning the covenant of our ancestors? For us, this message would still be one of criticism, but at the same time, much more uplifting. I am the God of all life. You humans are constantly creating divisions. These divisions are not my way or my will. That's the message we need in our personal lives and in our world. But it's not the message our Haftarah gives us. Our verses from Malachi leave us with a world that is still broken. God is leaving it up to us to see past the divisions and build reconciliation in our families and in our world.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb, written by Shane Ivers, and is available at www.silvermansound.com.